Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Boy on the Wooden Box by Leon Lason. Read by Danny Burstein.
Prologue. I have to admit my palms were sweaty and my stomach was churning. I had been waiting in line patiently, but that didn't mean I wasn't nervous. It was my turn next to shake the hand of the man who had saved my life many times, but that was years ago. Now I wondered if he would even recognize me. Earlier that day in autumn 1965, on my way to the Los Angeles airport, I told myself that the man I was about to meet might not remember me. It had been 2 decades since I had seen him, and that meeting had been on another continent and under vastly different circumstances. I had been a scrawny, starving boy of 15 who was the size of a 10-year-old. Now I was a grown man of 35. I was married, a U.S. citizen, an Army veteran, and a teacher. As others moved forward to greet our guest, I stayed behind in the background. After all, I was the youngest of our group, and it was only right that those who were older should go ahead of me. To be honest, I wanted to postpone as long as I could my disappointment if the man to whom I owed so much didn't remember me. Instead of disappointed, I felt elated, warmed by his smile and his words. "I know who you are," he said with a glint in his eye. "You're Little Lason." I should have known that Oscar Schindler would never disappoint.